Thank you very much, Mr. Watts. Brethren, September just started, and already people are decorating for Halloween. I went to Lowe's the other day to deliver some mowers, and the place was full of skeletons, ghosts, witches, spiders, and spiderwebs. And the people in the back were also decorating their little area where I drop off the mowers, and they were also full of spiderwebs and, you know, different little things. Very scary stuff. But people love it. They love evil. They love the darkness. They love movies that are so demonic. I'm not sure how people can really sit through all that. I can barely sit through the previews when I'm at a movie theater. I once had a friend who would watch scary movies, and he'd hear branches scratching on the window, and he'd get so scared. He'd think someone was outside gonna get him. And for me, I knew right away it's branches. So it wouldn't faze me at all. I was like, relax, it's just some branches. And he had this fear because of all the scary movies that he saw and that he watched. Brethren, evil is in the headlines. It seems like we're surrounded by, you know, so many criminal and immoral and malicious acts. Brethren, is there a spirit world behind all this evil in our world today? Is it really simply just wicked people? Or could there be more behind everything that we see here in this world? Many believe that the demons and Satan do not exist. They tell you it's just a myth for the simple-minded. Video games, TV, movies run the gamut of fostering and promoting evil spirits. And to mocking this whole idea of, you know, all this evil. But do demons really exist, brethren? What about evil spirits influencing human beings? Can they interact with you and me? Should you believe in demons, brethren? Should I believe in demons? Should you? Should we all? Brethren, in this split sermon, we'll find out the surprising answer to if demons are real. You look at the Bible, did ancient people just dream them up? Are they imaginary? Many today think so. But look at our world today, brethren. We see so much pain and conflict and just plain evil all around us. Is there a root cause for the problem of evil, brethren? Brethren, yes, there is one primary cause, and your Bible reveals that a powerful, intelligent, and influential being and his companions are actively orchestrating the wickedness that dominates our planet today. The Bible calls him the devil and Satan with his fellow demons. But brethren, do they really exist? Can they really bother you or me? Or can they influence you or me? After all, many demons seem like a fairy tale in all the man-made movies that we see. Those type of characters that rule over the realm of ever-burning fires. Can a red creature, scary creature, with horns, ponytail and wings, and a pitchfork really be taken that seriously, brethren? Because Satan and his demons are typically represented in this such bizarre way. Isn't it surprising that so many think that the whole idea is just a fictitious myth? When you understand the truth, brethren, you and I can have peace. So if we want to find reliable, accurate information about the spirit world, where should we go? Don't go to a medium, a palm reader, or a psychic that you see maybe, you know, at the flea market. That's superstitious nonsense, brethren. Only one source can give us the right answers. The lone, dependable source is the Bible. Outside of the Bible, everything concerning the spirit world is only mythology and speculation. The Bible is undoubtedly the Word of God, and God reveals true spiritual knowledge. Information that's not available from any other source, brethren. It tells us in sobering terms that the devil and his demons do exist. It explains that the spirit world is every bit as real as our own physical world. Scripture explains that Satan is an incredibly powerful spirit being with a sweeping control over all of humanity. Along with his cohorts, brethren, he's mentioned over and over again. Did you know that he shows up from the beginning of the Bible all the way to the end, from Genesis to Revelation? Your Bible exposes this evil spirit realm. But here's the challenge, brethren. Do you accept Jesus as real, as the Son of God? Do you accept the fact that the Bible is a truthful account of his ministry and teachings? Now, if you do, you must also accept that the devil and his evil spirit realm are real. So would you say that there's a real spirit kind of demonic realm out there? Believing that demons exist is one thing, but they can they affect people? Do you believe that they can influence you? Brethren, Jesus Christ himself spoke of the devil as a powerful, conscious, real entity. He showed demons can influence you. The first four books of the New Testament show them to be the enemies of Christ, determined to thwart and undermine his work. Brethren, just before Jesus Christ began his ministry, Satan tried through temptation to turn him aside from his divine purpose. Brethren, in Matthew 4, verse 1, it says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." Brethren, Satan tried to influence Christ. He tried to trip him up and cause him to sin and disqualify himself as our Savior. But Satan failed at every attempt to hinder Christ. And ultimately, Jesus said to him in Matthew 4, verse 10, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Brethren, Christ experienced the powerful influence of Satan himself. He showed that the spirit world is actively working not only against Jesus, but brethren, against all of us. All of us. Do you know, brethren, how the Bible describes Satan and his demons? The Apostle Peter experienced struggles with evil, and he warns us to be on guard. But why? Because the devil and his demons are powerful. They're powerful, wicked spirits. And he tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5, in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, it says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." Brethren, Peter's warning helps us realize that not only is the devil the enemy of Christ, he's the enemy of all followers of Christ, which is us, brethren. He wants to overwhelm and destroy us. Yet there's even more to the story, brethren. It's a vital message of the Bible from beginning to end. You see, the evil spirit realm is the enemy of all humanity. Wicked spirits waging war against human beings, against not only Christians, but against everyone in every imaginable way. Even the name Satan helps show his vicious intent and indicates how God calls things what they are. Satan is from a Hebrew word that can mean adversary, the enemy, our opponent, an accuser or slanderer. And the devil is another term that the Bible uses, and it's translated from the Greek word diablos. That's where we get such the words as diabolical, something wicked or sinister, and it literally means an accuser, a slanderer. You see, brethren, these meaningful names are very powerful reminders of the character and personality of evil spirits. So, brethren, we have to ask, could I be affected by these lying spirits? How powerful is the deceit of the demons? We may think to yourself, it won't affect me, would it? Now, brethren, this is crucial. The Word of God exposes the enormity of Satan's lies and tells us that he deceives the whole world, not just a little piece of the world, the whole world, brethren. Now, it doesn't say the world was deceived sometime in the past. The Word shows it's happening in the present. Evil deception started in the past, and it continues. Ongoing process that is not finished yet, even for Christians. This deceit includes His deception in education. His deception in business. And yes, brethren, his deception in religion. The devil has hoodwinked even churches. And you might say, well, really? And you're probably thinking, no, not all the churches. Couldn't it be my friends because they're such nice people? Believe it or not, brethren, Satan plays an enormous role in religion. And he is affecting your thinking. Jesus himself said in Matthew 24, verse 4. He said in Matthew 24, verse 4. Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name and will deceive many. Brethren, the book of Revelation shows that great deception will continue until God miraculously intervenes. Now, brethren, here's one way he may be fooling even you, brethren. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, it gives us an insight and identifies Satan as the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Brethren, now let's think about it. Now compare this power to the cell phones that communicate with nearby cell towers. It's mainly by radio frequency waves, like radio signals communicating with your car. They're invisible. You don't see them. You're not even aware of them. The power of the airwaves. Now, brethren, that's similar to how demons influence. We're surrounded with invisible signals that we don't see and don't even consider it anymore than thinking and breathing. But instead of phone signals, brethren, these imperceivable broadcasts are transmitted through bad attitudes, wrong moods, jealousy, and corrupt thoughts. And it's all done invisibly. So here's the question. Do you tune in to those frequencies, brethren? If you do, you'll pick up that contaminated way of thinking. Those transmissions lead to disobedience and sin. So we all need to ask, how am I being deceived? The Apostle Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. We are not or should not be ignorant of Satan's devices. That word for devices tells us that the devil and his demons are haphazardly trying to influence us. They aren't randomly going about or aimlessly searching to hurt us. But remember, he's compared to a roaring lion on the hunt. That word means he has a purpose. And he has schemes and tactics. Satan and his demons are not amateurs at deception. You can be sure that they want you to be confused and not believe or obey the truth. Satan is a master of ingenious strategy, and his deceit and trickery must not be allowed to catch us unaware. Evil spirits have combined their forces to continually and relentlessly oppose God and to try to undermine God's purpose for you. You see, they are liars and have no conscience, preventing them from twisting the truth any way they choose to spin it. They'll say whatever is necessary to get you off track from the true teachings of Jesus. They're bound to this earth, brethren, and they devote themselves to their goal of deceit, disorder, and destruction in the lives of all people. Now, brethren, there's some good news. On the other hand, there's angels, and they're faithful spirit beings. They serve God, and they help mankind, and they're righteous, good, and holy. But demons are corrupt angels, angels who defied God. They're told they're good at lying and misleading people. Even Satan can disguise himself to look like an angel of light. So it's no great thing that his servants disguise themselves to look like the servants of righteousness. God warns us that the demons masquerade and impersonate angels of light. They can disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Yet, brethren, they're all They're always wicked. And even if they appear otherwise, remember their purpose: to undermine your faith, to oppose God, and to deceive and mislead. Brethren, it can be distressing when you realize that the demons have deceived the majority of people into false religion. Now, brethren, do you believe that? Demons pervert the knowledge of the true God and have weaseled their way into the church, into different churches. There's no doubt that Satan counterfeits the true message of the Bible. Just look at all the religious deception in our world today. People in the mainstream Christian churches have ignored and overlooked the real teachings of Jesus. And he himself warned, brethren, in Matthew 24, verse 24, it says, "For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand." The plan of God has been counterfeit, and it's been counterfeit so effectively that most people don't even know Jesus Christ's purpose. Do you believe that you'll go to heaven at death? That's what's been taught in all the mainstream churches, brethren. The Bible plainly states that that is not the case. Instead, we're told that no man has ascended into heaven, and that Jesus will come back to this earth at that time, and there'll be a resurrection of all his true followers. Satan's evil schemes have been so effective that even the message that Jesus commanded the disciples to teach has been minimized and discredited. And that message is the gospel of the kingdom of God. Do you understand that message and the plan of God for you and all mankind, brethren? Can you see through the counterfeit, the religious disguise, and the spiritual forgery that is all around us? Brother, when you look at the world, you look at the evil and the difficulties that have in our world today. Do you think there's any connection with the evil spirits and the demonic forces? Satan and his demons are not just symbolic, and they're not just bad forces. And it's not just evil people that are in the world. Formidable, wicked spirits are very real. If you don't think that they don't influence the world, brethren, you've been duped. If you don't think they influence religion, you have been fooled. Demons are roaming the churches today because of so much confusion. True doctrine has been displaced by entertainment and invitations to an emotional high of just coming to Jesus. You can't afford to be unschooled and illiterate when it comes to the biblical truth. All too many refuse to be taught properly from the Word of God. So no wonder the demons are reaping a fabulous harvest. If you think that they can influence you, brethren, you're mistaken. In fact, we're told this isn't simply a challenge, not just a warning, not only a threat. Brethren, we're told it's a war. And not just any war, brethren. It's an all-out war. And it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Brethren, the word of God says Satan and his own principalities and powers, his own demons, who give authority to do his bidding. And not only that, but there are also earthly kings and presidents and dictators who are being used by wicked forces to accomplish these evil goals. And we can see it all in the news, brethren. Our time is described as the darkened world because of the spiritual blindness and ignorance that spreads to all who follow the ways of this world. So God calls us to be soldiers in this spiritual battle. We're fighting armies of wicked spirits, legions of evil. And no wonder God warns us about the scores and scores of wicked enemies out there. They want you to lose sight of the truth, to lose hope. They want to infiltrate your mind with false teachings and to try to distract you with the cares of this world. Brethren, they love depression. They love discouragement. And they hate us all, brethren, because mankind has been chosen to inherit the earth. Yet, brethren, so many mistakenly think that the demons are simply man's wrong desires and impulses and not real actual beings. Many people believe that demons and evil spirits and the devil himself just represent man's dark desire and not just real representations for evil. And that's an anonymous depiction. But the problem with that portrayal, brethren, is that demons are not just forces or bad people. They're very real creatures. They're powerful spirit beings led by the devil. And brethren, he's described as a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Under normal circumstances, they cannot be seen. But the Bible shows us that they can appear like a human. They fool and deceive unknowing people. So it's not surprising how many are taken by these dangerous and evil beings. A recent survey, brethren, was found that 45% of Americans believe in ghosts and that the spirits of the dead people can come back. And the Americans are not alone. 50% of the Australians believe in ghosts and spirits. Now, when it comes to ghosts, the Bible has a different view. The book of Samuel shows demons can be an apparition, or they can take on a likeness of man, or even your favorite uncle or dead parents, seemingly to appear to you. They know what they look like, what they sound like, and all about the past. They impersonate and forge the truth. But these aren't ghosts, brethren. They're not disembodied people. They're evil, lying spirits masquerading just to victimize and fool you. Now, many do realize the power of this demonic realm. A U.gov survey on exorcism and possession found that 51% of Americans believe in demonic possession. And brethren, the Bible says they're right. It is possible. It shows how a demon can take possession of a person. In Acts chapter 19, verse 13, it records one example for us. Acts chapter 19, verse 13. It says, "Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, 'We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches.' Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, 'Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you?' Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded." So we see the scripture teaches that demons are powerful, far more powerful than human beings, but they're not invisible. You cannot be ruled or possessed by a demon unless, brethren, you willingly give them access to your mind. Demonic activity is very real. But we don't need to be afraid, brethren. God is greater than any demon or anything that they can do. We can take courage from 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. It says, "Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Brethren, never forget that we're in a spiritual battle, and don't be taken by this deception. In Romans 13, verse 12, it says, "The night is nearly over, and day is almost here. Let us stop doing the things that belong to the dark, and let us take up weapons for fighting in the light." Brethren, so put your life into the hands of God. He promises to protect and to keep you. Brethren, let's kind of sum up what we've kind of learned today, kind of just like a little review. First, what we've talked about, it's demons are real evil spirit beings. Number two, they oppose us and they try to keep us from a close relationship with God and understanding His truth. And number three, the wicked spirit realm has even affected most religion today. So fight the spiritual battle and stay close to God and seek the true teachings of the Bible. Brethren, demons are real. And yet the big fear is, do we have to be worried about that? Brethren, we don't. As long as you're not dabbling into and inviting demons into your realm, into your life, God seems to be putting a barrier between what that demonic world can do to you and the reality in all the world society. It's not like everyone is possessed or need to worry about that happening in their life. And a person who is of sound mind and certainly reading biblical scripture and understanding that does not have to fear that the demon can influence them. Brethren, in the New Testament, there's a place where it says that if you draw close to God, and the devil will flee from you. And that's what we need to remember. If we stay close to God, Satan and his demons are subject to God's power. So we must stay close to God, because they have no power over us. And brethren, this is just the start. There are many things that we can do in order to protect ourselves. We can filter the kind of media that we consume. We can stop watching scary movies or movies that have bad themes in them. Stop watching television shows that also have those kind of bad themes. Books and other matters that directly deal with the occult. Spiritualism, demonic possession, vampires. If you're doing that, you're dancing with the devil when you do that, brother. And why do we have so much evil in the world today, brother? Well, we just got to look around us, brother. And we see so much of that in the entertainment that we accept as entertainment in our world. And people have no sense and understand the reality of what they're dealing with. Paul said that Satan is the god of this world. So we got to remember, brethren, as we pull away from the influence of God, of the god of this world, we need to pull towards God. Prayer, being that Bible, studying the Word of God, being close to God. So you pull away from one and go towards the other. Brethren, that's what we need to do. In conclusion, brethren, we've discovered many things about Satan and his demons and how the Bible clearly shows they're powerful, they're intelligent, their influence on orchestrating wickedness. But brethren, now's the time to more fully seek the truth of God. Don't settle for just a portion of it. Be dedicated to learn the true teachings of Christ. Don't be taken in by this deception. Satan and his demons clearly do exist. However, brethren, we do not have to fear him. If we're doing our part in surrendering our lives to God and his way of life, and don't forget, Jesus battled with the powers of the rulers of darkness, and he battled them, and he took them all on. And brethren, Jesus won. He died that we may have life, and that we may live free from the spiritual hosts of wickedness. So brethren, don't listen to the lies. Don't give in to the temptation. The enemy has no hold over you. Continue to put God's spiritual armor as protection against those evil attacks, so you can ultimately have victory through Jesus Christ.